Well, you know, you can never have food without wine. You know, wine has always had the whole, you know, it's been the right hand to food as well. So it made sense that we join it. We you know, we bring it all into one house as part of the culinary library.
Yeah.
Well. Wine lover. Yeah. I just, you know, my forte as part of the team is wine, and it's really about promoting wine from the continent as well.
Now, talk to us about this team. You know, the African Culinary Library. It really sounds like something amazing that we should be really looking out for. Vusi, tell us a little bit about this forum and why you formed it.
So I think from a chef perspective, I've learned like a lot of, like when you learn how to cook food, you learn about French cuisine and all that. But I thought, you know what, there's so much inspiration right here on our continent. And I thought, let's use what we have. Let's exploit our own assets and create something special. So we thought food, okay, cool. Wine with our chief wine lover. The farmers are very important in African cultures, so we thought let's promote them also. So I just thought the world needed something like this, so that's why we came up with it.
Mm. Now, Budibe, I know that today's menu is, of course, part of a collaboration. Talk to us about the collaboration and the chefs that you've collaborated with today, and of course, more importantly, what is on the menu?
Okay,
so I'll allow Budibe to tell us a little bit about the collaboration, and then Vusi, I'll give you a chance to talk to us about the menu.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, look, it was all around the passion. I mean, we sat around the table and we talked about how, as Africans, one of the things we do when we get together as family, we celebrate over a meal. And as you know, during COVID times, this has become it's become impossible, and it's quite a challenge for all of us to do so. And we thought, you know what, we work with a lot of chefs, guys who are doing really amazing things with African cuisine and African ingredients, which Vusi will tell you about. And it's been the normal course of celebrating Africa. If you remember some of the events last year, you know, we'd be out, you know, in Newtown, and everybody would be experiencing, you know, different dishes in markets and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we still wanted to make sure that we connect with everyone on the continent as humanly as possible and over the challenges that we have, to try and still bring that experience together for everyone. And then we obviously, as Vusi will tell you, looked into the people that sort of share the passion with us, sort of help us make this possible.
Vusi, the big question, what is on the menu? And of course, what is it that informed what's on the menu, especially today when we're celebrating the continent at large?
So the menu, when you came up with the menu, it was... I didn't want to cook everything because I can't cook all of these things, you know. So I was like, you know, this is a great idea to bring people that know how to do it and then bring us like a good variety of dishes. So on the menu, we've got steamed dombolo with isishebo. That's like my specialty. That's like my go-to dish for everything. Mm-hmm. And then from the gentleman at Little Addis in Maboneng, he gave us some Ethiopian injera and a wat selection. So it's quite interesting how he made that. It's quite healthy and filling. And then Mrs. Nandi, she gave us some jollof rice. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's a beautiful jollof rice and some egusi from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a suya box in there. So suya is the crazy spice from Nigeria that's built up on peanuts. So with that spice, we made some prawns, some chicken skewers, and beef skewers.
My goodness. It does indeed sound like if you're not able to travel during this lockdown, physically travel via your taste buds. Gentlemen.
What? Ethiopia, you've got Nigeria, Africa.
We are traveling all over the continent. Now, for people who are listening and thinking, geez, have I missed the mark? How does it work? How do I become a part of this virtual experience? I actually don't want to touch any pots today.
No, so it's quite today. I'm so tired.
Unfortunately, today's orders are closed and it's probably our last day of delivering.
Okay.
We had some really great love over the weekend and today that we actually sold out on all
my goodness
the orders that we have.
Okay, but for people who would love to have the African Culinary Library experience beyond Africa Day, how do they do that? How do they engage you? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, you can find us on our website on www.africanculinary.co.za, where you will then, you know, get a handle of all the next coming events, the next coming, you know, live events that we'll be planning. I mean, June 16 is coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. I won't say much.
Father's Day.